Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of God's plan of redemption. This is very exciting as you learn what happened throughout the ages and especially what happened from the cross to the throne. The revelation is so important, it helps to bring the Bible alive unto you. We've been talking on this subject, and we began with the creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and He brought forth the creation and all that He brought into being through His Word. He spoke forth the Word of God. God said, God said, God said. And after bringing forth the creation, He brought the crown of His creation, which was man. He said, let us make man in our image. We are made in the image of God. We are a spirit like Him. He formed man's body out of the dust of the ground, breathed the breath of life into him, and man became a living soul. And he was given dominion and authority in the earth. He was to dress the garden, and he was to keep it and guard it. And because the reason it had to keep and guard it was because of the fact that there was an enemy out there. Satan was the one who formerly was Lucifer, who was the head of the angels in heaven. He was the archangel, the cherub that covered the throne, but he rebelled against God. He wanted to be like God. He wanted to take over and be in the throne of God with him, but because of his rebellion, he was kicked out of heaven. His name was changed to Satan, which means adversary, and one-third of the angels fell with him. Well, he came through the serpent in the time of the fall of man and tempted man. The woman was deceived, but the man was not. He knew exactly what he was doing, and Adam, in committing high treason against God, turned the authority that he'd been delegated from the God into the hands of the enemy, Satan. At that point in time, man died immediately, and that's what he said, in the day that you eat thereof, you shall die. And that was a spiritual death. You must understand that death does not mean cease to exist. Death means separation. It is a spiritual separation that occurred. The physical death occurred 930 years later. At that point in time, Satan's nature of darkness and spiritual death came into man. Man now was lorded over by Satan. Death now passed to all men because of that. Because of that happening to him, then every bit of man's seed was always going to produce the same thing of spiritual death and people in darkness under the dominion of Satan. This authority was given now into the hands of Satan, who became the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air. He was now in dominion over mankind. Man was dead spiritually. The earth got cursed because of all this effect. God drove man out of the garden so he couldn't get to the tree of life and stay in that position forever. God was on the outside looking in. He was separated from man. He had no legal right in the earth. But he had spoke his word, and he said he was going to send a redeemer made of a woman who was going to bruise Satan's head or break the lordship of his rule over mankind. Now, how did God do it? He did it by his way of doing everything, which is through his word. And he started out by making a covenant. He made a covenant. It started out there with Noah. And he made that covenant that after he had destroyed man because of the wickedness, that he wouldn't do it again. Then he found a man, Abram. And he made the covenant, the old covenant with him. And this covenant was between him and his seed, which was Jesus, the seed to come. The seed, Galatians talks about it, 3:16, is Christ, praise God. And all the things that he did through this covenant, all the dealings with man, was to be looking forward to bring forth the Redeemer, the one who was going to redeem mankind out of the hand of the enemy. Of course, Satan knew that there was a we had to eliminate this messianic lineage because of the promised Messiah. So that's why they always tried to kill off the Jews, because that's where, through that messianic lineage, was the one the Redeemer was going to come forth. But to preserve the seed, God put in the law, which was going to control sin, and to cover for sin when man sinned, which he would do because he wasn't right with God, he put in the sacrifices and the priesthood. The sacrifices were offered up through the priesthood, in order to be a covering for sin. It would not do away with sin, of course. The penalty for sin was death, but through the covering of it, then the penalty would not have to be brought upon mankind. The prophets that were raised up were prophesying the Word of God, which brought forth the Messiah. It prophesied Jesus' life, it prophesied the things about Him, and it prophesied the will of God into the earth. The way Jesus came in was through the virgin who conceived, and the virgin conceiving brought forth the Son, and this was from the seed of the woman. It had to be a virgin, because remember, if it had been of man's seed, it would have been of that fallen nature of Satan. But instead, through the woman's seed, then the Holy Spirit could come in, overshadow her, Mary, and then Jesus, which was the Word, could be made flesh. And it was an incarnation, man and God united together forever. Jesus was the last Adam. The first Adam failed. He was the last Adam that was going to walk the walk and accomplish the redemption. And He is the man, Christ Jesus, even today. Now, the way Jesus came in was through legal entry into the earth. And what's legal entry? Through the birth of the womb of a woman. Mary had to receive the Word of God as the angel brought the Word from heaven of what was going to happen, and she listened to what was said, that the Holy Ghost was going to come and overshadow her, and she said, "Be it unto me according to thy Word." And so she received that Word being made flesh, praise God. So Jesus came, and He began to grow in stature and wisdom and favor. After growing up through His life, at the time of about 30 years, He entered into His ministry, the earthly ministry. The purpose of it was to cast out the demons, to heal the sick, to destroy the works of the devil, to preach the gospel, to declare the things of the new covenant. He declared things that were going to come forth in the new covenant era. And He finished that when He made a new covenant in His blood there at the Last Supper, before He was going to go to the cross. And He was going through the avenue of the cross in order to get to him that had the power of death, that is the devil. When He was in the garden, He committed Himself to follow whatever God had for Him. In Matthew 26:39, here it's where He said, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." What cup? It was the cup of death that He had to go through. "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." He was submitted to the will of His Father, and He was ready to go. And of course, that was the only way, because you had to go through death to get to him that had the power of death. That is the devil. And so Jesus had committed to do that. Well, now was the time for him to be delivered into the power or the authority of darkness. In Luke 22:53, when they came, He says, "While I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." And so He gave Himself into their hands. And we see now that Jesus was going to be made sin. And I'll tell you, all the things that happened, we need to realize we're going to be going scripture by scripture to show you what happened here from the garden on. Of course, in John chapter 10, verse 17, we need to realize this. He said, "My Father loves me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." You know, those ones that came to get him, they couldn't have taken him if they wanted to. He had to give himself into their hands. In fact, we see that in John chapter 18. When they came to get him, he spoke to them, and they said they were looking for Jesus of Nazareth, and Jesus said, "I am he." That's what it says in the King James. The "he's" added by the translators. Literally, He said, "I am." And who's the "I am"? The "I am" that I am is God. He said, "I am," and what happened? All those that were standing there, it says they went backward and fell to the ground. Otherwise, the power of God was released when He said, "I am," and they just fell to the ground. They couldn't take Him just because they wanted to. They can only take Him because He gave Himself into the hands of those. He was laying down His life. And of course, they took Him. They had that mock trial and demanded Barabbas. And finally, the time was for Him to be taken to the cross. And He was put up there on the cross. And what was happening to Him on the cross? In John chapter 3, verse 14, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." See, well, I thought He was the Lamb of God. He was the Lamb of God who was sinless when He went to the cross. But on the cross, He was made sin. And that's what it means by being a serpent. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up in the same way. The Lamb went to the cross, the sinless Lamb, and was made sin, not with his own sin, but with our sins. All the sin of us all was laid upon him. Back in Numbers chapter 21, verse 8 and 9, where this is quoted from, this is where the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And that pole was a transverse pole like a cross. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. So Moses made the serpent of brass, put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if the serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And that was a type of looking at the fact that Jesus was going to be the sin bearer. Jesus was going to be the sickness bearer. Jesus was the sacrifice who was going to be upon the cross. And this was looking towards the cross of which that he was going to be the one who was going to bear it all away. And when they looked at it, then it says that they lived. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. God made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus knew no sin himself, but he was made sin with our sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, he had to humble himself, and he had to go through this avenue of death. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 says that he was found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was obedient to this. He had to obey what God told him to do. Galatians 3:13, the Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Jesus was made a curse. In fact, it says, as for it's written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. He became a curse for us. And he went through that avenue of death to get to him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Jesus was down there for 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth, and after that he was raised from the dead. He took back the keys of hell and death. He rose up, he preached to all those spirits that were down there in the Abraham's bosom, the upper compartment of hell. We're going to be looking at all these scriptures as we go through this week. And he came up out of there, led captivity captive, and they all came up. They had got their bodies. They come up out of there, and they were even seen walking in the streets. Well, Jesus was the Redeemer. He had destroyed the works of the enemy. He's the one that went back and poured out his blood on the mercy seat to ratify the new covenant and bring forth the redemption of mankind. We're going to be talking more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.